يا ودود يا كريم.
اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأجبر الأكبر، يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين، سبحان ربي الأعلى الوهاب، سبحان ربي الأعلى الوهاب، سبحان ربي الأعلى الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك باسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك، الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت، وإذا استرحمت به رحمت، وإذا استفرجت به فرجت. يا الله يا الله يا الله، اللهم إني أشهدك أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت، الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد، الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا نور يا هادي يا تواب يا الله، يا عاطي يا عليم يا خبير يا سميع يا بصير يا فتاح يا فتاح يا الله، يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا فعال لما تريد، يا ذا العرش المجيد، يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود، يا حنان يا منان، يا حنان يا منان، يا حنان يا منان، يا جميل يا جميل، يا رؤوف يا حليم يا عفو، يا الله يا أول يا آخر، يا ظاهر يا باطن، وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجن، وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفعه، ومن قلب لا يخشعه، ومن عين لا تدمعه، ومن نفس لا تشبعه، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية، اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية. اللهم اجعل كل أعمالنا لك خالصة لوجهك الكريم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وما توفيقي إلا بالله، عليه توكلت وإليه أنبت وإليه المصير. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، وأفوض أمري إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when we sit in a majlis, in a meeting like that, we have to connect our heart to Allah and set the intention what we want and for whom we want and what we want to gain. What kind of knowledge can benefit to us? And we ask Allah Al-Alim to give us from His knowledge, ilm. We ask Allah Al-Mufahim to give us fahm. To ask Allah An-Nur, light, to give us light, nur. To ask Allah Al-Fattah to open for us from His khazain, from His treasure. Because without Allah, nothing can be accomplished. Nothing without Allah, nothing will be accomplished. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Allahumma antiqna bil hikmah warzuqna al hikmah ya rabb al alamin. My dear brother and sister in Islam, something came to my heart. We talk about last week, whom is Allah? And one scholar, he said, If you want invite to Allah, is many way. Is many way to invite to Allah. And the best way to invite to Allah is to educate other and remind them of Allah and His ni'mah and His gift. Until the heart is completely absorbing Allah. At this time, the person will able to do. And otherwise, you cannot let a person to do unless he have a desire to do. And you cannot get the desire to do until you love. But today, we have another problem. Is when we talk about Allah, the heart is busy. Busy with what? With dunya. And what containing in dunya? Now, we talk about before, if you want Allah to reach, and if you want to reach Allah, and you want Allah to come in your heart, what do you do? Talk about Allah, do dhikr, remember Allah, be in environment with Allah. In every aspect in your life, remember Allah, set the intention for Allah. If you keep talking about Allah, 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 the reality of Allah will come in your heart. But today, wonder what happened. We talk about dunya, 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 dunya. What's the reality come? The reality of dunya. Now, when we switch the channel and we want to go to Allah, oh, the table is full. The heart is full. The body is full. I want Allah, but my body and my heart is all occupied. What is the remedy? What is the symptom and the disease and the cure? The symptom, I'm busy. I'm in illusion. The disease, loving dunya. The cure, hate dunya. Now, how we can hate dunya? Very simple. We talk about the disgrace of dunya and what Allah said about it and what the early people explained to us. If we keep disgracing dunya, 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 disgrace it, wonder what happened. We will start hate it. And when we hate it, we will run away from it. When we run away from it, we have only one way to go. Allah. At this time, Allah will come. By this way, you cannot run toward Allah and in the meantime running toward dunya. You can't. You have to run only in one direction. But today, wonder what happened. We're running, for example, 100 meters toward Allah and we're running 1,000 meters toward dunya. And we think we have something. And the opposite of that or the offset of that, minus Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Okay. What the early people did? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did? What Allah teach him to say and do? Allah hate dunya. Allah, he cursed dunya. Dunya, word dunya meaning what? This life of dunya. Because haya is life. Dunya is very small. Very disgraced, very limited, very short. This was the meaning dunya. Some scholars said, coming from dana'a, from dunu. Dana'a meaning something very dirty, very insignificant. Dunu meaning very low. Low in level, low in value, low in everything. By this way, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell you, you are living in the worst time of your life. Don't running after it and gain what you gain from it for me. Now, you cannot comprehend this topic unless you know what's happening. What's happening? We are a human being. We have weakness. We have desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an enemy. The enemy is shaitan, the devil, the Satan. And he give him weapons. And he give us weapons. And he said, you go. You have a war going on. Imagine we are in a battlefield. We are in a war. We are right now in war. If you do not take it as a war, wonder what happened. You will be defeated. The problem is, the outcome of this battlefield, you will not know until later on. This is a problem. Meaning you can be wounded, you can be killed, you can be disgraced, and you do not even know. Imagine what kind of a war is so deceiving war. And this war, according to what you're doing during the war, this is your life. This is your life. Now, what we have to do? If I'm in a war, what I have to do? I have to know my enemy. I have to know his weapons. And I have to prepare a weapons against him and know how to fight. You agree with me or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Imagine people fighting. We're talking about a war between us and Shaitan. The ultimate war. The war never ends. The war from the time you've been created until the day, the moment of death. You're still in the battlefield. By this way, today, inshallah, with the will of Allah, we talk about the war, we talk about the enemy, we talk about some of his weapons, and we talk about where we are and how we can prepare for this war battle. And once we prepare for the battle, wonder what happened. We will come to another conclusion, which is the same thing, is we need Allah. Because without Allah, we cannot win. No way of any one of us can win without Allah. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, when he created Adam and tell him to come to go down on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. سورة البقرة verse 36. اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو. Go down to be an enemy of each other in the earth, and you have to be a resident for some time. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he already decided what kind of life we are enemy to each other. This is what Allah said. And we have resident for a limited time and we're leaving. Now, and when he sent Shaitan, what Shaitan said? فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. O Allah, with what you lead me to do, استغفر الله العظيم, this is what Shaitan said, I will sit in their path. I will sit in your Sirat al-Mustaqim. I will sit and an obstacle to not allow them to reach your road, Ya Allah. And after that, I will get them between their hand. Meaning, between their hand, meaning I will make you busy and behind you. I will keep pushing you. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and all in the right and in the left. And you will not find the majority of them shakirin. You will not find the majority of them if thanking you, Ya Allah. Surah Al-A'raf. And here is a point He did not say from underneath them because he's arrogant. And he didn't say from the top because he cannot stop the mercy of Allah. You see? He followed all the direction, but except two directions he said he will not do. Top and bottom. The top, because the top belongs to Allah. This is the upper destination. The mercy of Allah. And lower, because he's arrogant, he do not want to say it. After that he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ. Allah replied to him, said to him, my slave servant, you have no power or strength over them. By this way, if I want to be saved from my enemy, Shaitan, what I have to be? I have to be in a state of what? Of a slavery to Allah. This is the only time you can be saved from Shaitan. This is the only time Allah can make you victorious over his own enemy, Shaitan. By this way, if I want go to this battle, I have to get the ultimate weapons. I have to get Allah with me. Because this is the only one can help me in this battlefield. Now what Allah said? Ya Bani Adam, O the son of Adam, لا يفتننكم الشيطان. Don't let Shaitan deceive you. كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة. Like the way he led your parents, Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, to get out of Jannah. ينزع عنهما لباسهما. He led them out of their own cloth. ليرهما سوآتهما. To let them see their own nakedness. إنه يراكم. He see you. هو وقبيله. من حيث لا ترونهم. Him and his own tribes. From where you cannot even imagine or see. إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء الذين لا يؤمنون. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will make shayateen is the companion and the guardian of those who do not believe. This is a very strong statement. When Allah said it, finished. If I'm not in a state of belief, meaning what? Allah will send me a shayateen. Shayateen will be my companion. Not only that, they will be my guider. Imagine if shayateen is my own guider, where it will lead me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse he said, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Before it was Surah Al-A'raf, verse 27, and this Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever be away of my memory and my remembering, I will give him shaitan to be his companion. Allah promised, you do not remember me, I will give you a devil will be your companion. Imagine, again, a very strong message. Now, is a lot of work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own ultimate mercy, what he said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not torture them if they ask me for forgiveness. At this time, this Surah Al-Anfal, verse 33. At this time, shaitan scream. And all shayateen, all the devils came around him and said, what happened? What matter with you? He said, a verse has been revealed. No sins after this verse will benefit me. He said, why? He said, I remind them and I deceive them and I put them in illusion and I make that deed look nice until they go astray. And after that, you ask Allah for repent and you will ask Allah to forgive him, to forgive them, and he forgive them. One of shayateen, he said to him, let's open the door of desire and we will replace the good deed with another deed, bad, but with a good title, good name. Like what? Today, instead of people said riba, which is forbidden, they said interest, benefit. Alcohol, khamr, they said spirit drink. Let's have fun. Forget your day. You see? Disneyland and great adventure. What is it? Is it deceiving games? Even TV. What is it? Is an illusion. Is not true. What you're seeing is not true. It's all homemade. But it puts you in a state of illusion. Music, to put you again in different state of mood. Happy and sad and everything. By this way, they open things and they decorate it to the son of Adam. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml, chapter Naml, verse 24. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Shaitan, he decorated their deed and he led them astray from their path. And with this way, they will not get guidance. This is what he wants. He wants you to be deceived from the path of Allah. By this way, he get you and he destroy you and he lead you to hellfire. This is what he wants. And this is a whole game. This is a whole war about that. Now what shaitan do? وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر. When everything is finished, shaitan, what he say? إلا الله وعدكم وعد الحق. Allah, he promised you the truth promise. ووعدتكم. And I promise. فأخلفتكم. And I break my promise. وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان. And I have no any power or strength over you. إلا أن دعوتكم. Except I invite you. فاستجبتم لي. And you obey me and you accept my invitation. فلا تلوموني. Don't blame me. ولوموا أنفسكم. And blame yourself. ما أنا بمصرخكم. وما أنتم بمصرخي. You cannot benefit me and I cannot benefit you. إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل. I deny and disbelieve of what you did before. Imagine, he lead you to stray. And in the day of judgment, he says, excuse me, I am deny what you did. إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. He said, the oppressor and the stray people, they have a great torture. Who's saying that? The devil. To whom? To us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a snapshot from what will happen in the day of judgment. Is this not enough? Is this not enough a warning? You are with me? Yes, mashallah. And Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال إبليس وعزتك لا أبرح أغوي عبادك ما دامت أرواحهم في أجسادهم فقال وعزتي وجلالي لا أزال أغفر لهم ما استغفروني. يا الله إبليس لعنة الله عليه, the devil, he said, with your glory and your praise I will not leave them alone until I put them astray, until their soul leave their body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reply. Look at Allah, what he replying with. And he said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, with my kingdom and my glory and my praise, I will keep forgiving them if they ask me to forgive them. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed a verse. It said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and my mercy is so wide, so big, it reached everything. Some reported say, when this verse has been revealed, Shaitan screamed. He said, oh Allah, I am something. I should be belong to this. Why you do not forgive me? Allah replied, فَسَأَكْتُبْهَا, I will write it down. لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, to those who fear me. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they will do zakah, do charity. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ, and those who believe in my signs and my Quran. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ, those who follow the messenger, the illiterate one. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, those, the one who follow the illiterate man, the prophet of me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they find has been written his name in their Torah and their Injil. I'm talking about the original one or the left one. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, he commands them what is good. وينهاهم عن المنكر, and he asks him to forbid what is evil. ويحل لهم الطيبات, and he will make permissible all the goods. ويحرم عليهم الخبائث, and he forbid all the not good and not benefit. ويضع عنهم إسرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم, and he will get them away from all what they used to be chained with, from what they know before. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ, those who believe in him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and stand fast with him, وَنَصَرُوهُ, and give him victory, وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعْهُ, and they follow the light has been revealed with him, which is the Quran. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلُحُونَ, those all the success one. You know what happened to all of us? You go to all this what called Muslim country today, you find everybody reciting the verse وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, but you do not follow what Allah said after that. Everybody do mischief and he said وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They do whatever they want and said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. But Allah said, فَسَأَكْتُبْهَا, I will write it down to those. And he gives a quality. Why we cannot complete Quran? Why we always pick up pieces and left another pieces? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he said, مَا أَقَلَّ حَيَاءً مَنْ يَطْمَعَ فِي جَنَّتِي بِغَيْرَ عَمَلٍ كَيْفَ أَجُودَ بِرَحْمَتِي عَلَى مَنْ بَخِلَ بِطَاعَتِي. Ya Allah, he said, how little shy do you have? You really want my Jannah? And you are hoping for Jannah? without any deed? How I will be generous with you with my mercy when you are stingy of my obedience? How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he replied about that. Now, if this is our enemy, if this is our enemy, wonder what happened. Is this not enough to learn about our enemy and his weapons? This is what Allah tells us. Now let's go back and see what the devil did to us. He said, I will decorate their life, their action. I will make them hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the only way to get away from the devil, to be my slave. And another verse he said, the only way to believe in me, Allah, is to follow my nur, my light, which is Quran, and this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I won't follow this man, let's hear what this man said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Jabir radiallahu anhu qal, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله قبل أن تموتوا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O you people, make tawbah to Allah before you die. وبادروا بالأعمال الصالحة, and hurry up of good deed قبل أن تشغلوا, before you get busy. وصلوا الذي بينكم وبين ربكم, and join and have junction and contact between you and Allah. بكثرت ذكركم, with increase of Allah memory. وكثرت الصدقة, an increase of charity. في السر والعلانية, in seen and unseen. What the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم end up the hadith with? ترزقوا وتنصروا وتجبروا. You, Allah, will increase your provision, and He will give you victory, and He will take care about your affair and fix all your mistake. The three promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we engage in three things, doing dhikr and do sadaqah, and to hurry up of doing good deed. By this way he said, you do the three, Allah will give you the three. You hurry up of doing good deed and charity, and do dhikr and remember Allah. Allah will give you three. He will increase your provision, and He will give you victory, and He will take care about all your affair and all your situation. What else do we want? A promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Rasulullah sallam said is from Allah. Ibn Adham radiallahu anhu, one of the tabi'in, he said, anything you hurry for, العجلة من الشيطان. Anything you do in a hurry is from shaitan, except of five things. It is from sunnah. It is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be fast of doing. إطعام الضيف إذا دخل, feeding the guest if he come. Do not let him sit for too long. You hear this, brother Shawkat? Okay. This is sunnah. Okay, إطعام الضيف, when he enter, you hurry up feeding him. وتجهيز الميت, and preparing the dead quick. People today, they wait until they have a decoration and a beautiful day for him. Imagine, which one is more benefit? The decoration will make it for him, Or what the Prophet ﷺ said? The sunnah is, a person die, hurry up, do the best to bury him as soon as possible. This is his right. وتزويج البكر, and marry the girl once she reach her puberty. This also from the sunnah. The fastest you can. وقضاء الدين, and give those you own them money, give them their rights. والتوبة من الذنب, and to make tawbah from your own sin. This is the five you do not delay. And also in another one, one of the tabi'in also he said, rahimahullah, if you remember death, you will gain three things. If you remember death, you will gain three things. It will help you to make tawbah. And it will give you contentment in your nafs. And it will make you able to do more for Allah. By this way, if I want to do more, what I do? I remember death. And if you forget death, you will be punished of three. تسويف التوبة, meaning you will delay tawbah. You said tomorrow, I will do it tomorrow, tomorrow, next week, tomorrow, next week, tomorrow, morning, night. You keep delaying it. Again, this is because you forget death. وَالشَّرَحْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and you want accumulate. You want accumulate. You have no enough. وَالتَّكَاسُلْ عَنِ الطَّاعَ, and you be lazy of worshipping Allah. By this way, if I forget death, wonder what happened. I will get all this disease. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said in one hadith, one man came to him, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, whom, man akyasu nas, whom the most intelligent man, وَمَنْ أَحْزَمَ النَّاسِ, and whom is the most wise people. He said, أَكْثَرَهُمْ لِلْذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ, the most intelligent one, the most one remember death. وَأَكْثَرَهُمْ إِسْتَعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ, and the most one preparing for death. Those is the most intelligent and the most wise. Who's saying that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, is anyone can give me more wisdom than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If anybody said yes, he's a kafir. He's a disbeliever. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the most wise, the most intelligent is the one he remember death most, and he's the one he prepare for after death. أولئك الأكياس, those the one, the wise and the intelligent, ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا, they leave with the elevation of dunya, وكرامة الآخرة, and they get the dignity of the hereafter. And if this is the case, we have to remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa asmatu amrina, waslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashana, waslih lana akhiratana allati ilayha ma'adana, waj'al alhayata ziyadatan li fi kulli khayr, waj'al almawta rahatan li min kulli shar. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. What's the meaning of this dua? Allahumma aslih li dini. O Allah, purify my deen, your way of life as a Muslim. الَّذِي هُوَ عِسْمَةُ أَمْرِي, this is the one, he is the most important and the most pillar of my life. وَأَصْلَحْ لِي دُنْيَايَ, and to care about my life affair. الَّتِي فِيهَا مَعَاشِي, the one I have in it my living, وأصلح لي آخرتي, and perfect it, and give me the success of the hereafter, التي إليها معادي, the one I'm going toward it, واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير. Make my life is the farming of increase of every goodness. واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر. And make my death is better for me from all the sins and all the bad evil things. Again, look at the dua. It's nothing to do with dunya. You see, you will never hear it from Quran or Sunnah. We are in a farming land. We take only the necessity and leave. Today, we do not have necessity. We have a lot of luxury. And when we go straight toward luxury and we left necessity, we're losing the luxury of the hereafter. It will never work. If it works, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him Angel Jibreel with the keys of all the treasure of dunya, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you salam and tell you, I have the treasure of dunya. Do you want to be a messenger, poor and a slave to Allah, or a prophet and a king? He shook his head. Give me advice, Ya Jibreel. He said, تواضع لربك. Be humble to Allah. He said, I choose to be a slave and a servant and a messenger to Allah. He refused the dunya. He refused the kingdom. What is his sunnah? What is his teaching? This is his teaching. If he knew, and with the wisdom of Allah, he knew the benefit for him to be a king, he will be a king. But it's the opposite. To always will be the example of all the poor. Abdullah, the slave of Allah. Abdullah, the slave of Allah. إِذَا بَكَتُ الْعِيُونَ كَانَ ذَلِكَ دَلِيلًا عَلَى خَوْفِهَا مِنَ الْوَاحِدِ الدَّيَّانِ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. If you fear Allah, and if your eyes is tear from the fear of Allah, it is a sign of your heart is living and you fear Allah. And if the eyes is cold and is not tearing, فَإِذَا جَمَدَتُ الْعَيُونَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ جُمُودَ الْعَيْنَ مِنْ قَصْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. Be aware, if your eyes is not able to tear, it is from the hardest of the heart. The heart is hard. وَقَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ. And the hardest of the heart from the increase and the amount of sins. وَكَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ. And the amount of sins from forgetting death. وَنِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ طُولِ الْأَمَلِ. And why you forget death? Because you have a long hope. وَطُولِ الْأَمَلِ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْحِرْصِ. And you have a long hope because you want to accumulate. وَشِدَّةُ الْحِرْصِ مِنْ حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا. And you want to accumulate because you have another disease, which is loving dunya. وَحُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسَ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. And the loving dunya is the head of all the sins. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I hear something like that and it will not benefit me, you think what else can benefit me? إلهي, Allah, إلهي, بك أستجير ومن يجير سواك. إلهي, Allah, فارحم ضعيفا يحتمي بحماك. ارحم ضعيفا يحتمي بحماك. يا ربي قد أذنبت فاغفر ذلتي, أنت المجيب لكل من دعاك. يا ربي صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. O Allah, I seek refuge to you, from you. O Allah, give mercy to the poor person who are weak. O Allah, I seek help and your castles of support. O Allah, be mercy to the one who really want you to protect him. O Allah, I have a lot of sins. O Allah, forgive my sins. You are the only one forgive the sins, and you are the only one who hear and accept my dua. O Allah, salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, and O Allah, accept my dua. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Aba Dhar radiallahu anhu, Ya Aba Dhar, ihkum as-safina, fa inna al-bahra amiq, wa akthir al-zad, wa akthir min al-zad, fa inna as-safara tawil, wa akhlis al-amal, fa inna al-naqid basir, wa khaffif al-haml, fa inna al-aqabata ka'ud. What it mean? He said, Ya Aba Dhar, I will give you advice. Prepare and take care about your boat, because the sea is deep. An increase of the preparation, because the trip is long. And do with sincerity, because the one he will looking, he's basir, he's all seeing. And don't carry too much over your back, because the end is not happiness at all when you have something over your back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, الدنيا دار من لا دار له. Dunya is a place of those who have no place. Do you know what this meaning? If you have a place in here, meaning you have no place in the hereafter. If you're happy of what you have in here, meaning you have nothing to be happy about in the hereafter. Ayyamuna khams. Our days is five. What we living now, our day is five. يوم مفقود. One day is lost. Do you know what the day is lost? Is the past is lost. ويوم مشهود, which is a hadir. يوم مشهود is one day is seen, is present, which is now. ويوم مورود, the day of future is coming. You do not know what is going on. You do not know if you even living. وَيَوْمٌ مَوْعُودٌ, and you day you are promised is the day of death. وَيَوْمٌ مَمْدُودٌ, and يوم day is so long is the day of judgment. This is our 5 days. One day is lost, past, nothing you can do about it. And one day is present. This is the only one you can do something about it. And the future is belong to Allah, and you do not know what Allah written for you in it. How many people wake up and never wake up? How many people wake up to the hospital? How many people go to work and never come back? How many people sleep and never wake up? How many people start eating and never complete their meal? Do we know what is written in the future? Nobody know. And yawmun maw'ud, and a day Allah promise is the day of death, which is nobody know, is hidden. Wa yawmun mamdud, one day is so long is the day of judgment. One day equivalent 50,000 years of our time. Imagine if I have a dot of belief, I do not think about these 5 days and what I do about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You will be dead and you will be dying. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in a moment of death, he used to say, "Oh Allah, make the sakaratul maut soft and easy on me." If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked Allah to make it easy for him, what about us? May Allah forgive us and make us realize what's going on. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, one of the companion, the one who was famous with intelligence, and he opened Egypt. He's the one, he's a cause by the will of Allah to convert all Egypt from the Roman to a Muslim. Wonder what happened. He used to love to know about death, and he died. And after he died, his son, Abdullah ibn Amr, he saw him in a dream. And he said, "Oh my father, you used to want and desire to know about death, and now you test it. Tell me about it." He said, "Oh my son, رأيتني في سكرات الموت كأن السماء قد انطبقت على الأرض. I felt at the moment of death like the sky has been fallen down over the earth." Imagine how much pressure. وكأني أتنفس من ثقب إبرة. And I felt like I'm breathing from the hole of a needle. This is how much is tight. وكأني عصفور على مقلاة زيت. And I felt like I'm a bird in a pan, frying pan. Imagine you put a small bird in a frying pan. And this whom? This is Amr ibn al-As, one of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one he fight with Rasulullah for many fight for Allah. And this is a moment of feeling of the moment of his own death. Yahya ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he said, at the moment of death, you will have two calamity. Nobody will have calamity like you at the moment of death. You will leave all your money behind you and you lose it all. And the another one, you will be questioned about it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the moment of a person be delivered from his own mom, from his own belly, at the moment the person get out of life, do you know what Allah told to the baby? He said, "Abdi, أخرجتك نقيا نظيفا فلا تغير خلقي." And the day of death, Allah will reply, "Abdi, غيرت خلقي واليوم تجزى." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a moment of birth, He talked to you when you are a baby. He said, "Oh my slave, I create you pure and clean. Do not change my creation." And the moment of death, he tell you, "Abdi, you change what I give you, and today I will give you what you done to yourself." What is the moment, the first moment in the grave, the first night? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a call coming from Allah to the person in the grave. Allah reply by the angel. He said, "Abdi, raja'u wa tarakuk, wa futturaba dafanuk, wa lil hisab araduk, wa in baqiyu ma'aka ma nafa'uk, wa lam yabqa laka illa ana, wa ana al-wahid al-hayy al-ladhi la yamut." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh my slave, they put you in the grave and they leave you alone. And in the dust, they bury you. And to the judgment, you will be ready. And if they stay with you, they cannot benefit you. And nothing will benefit you except me. And I'm the one who never die." Imagine at this time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, He said, لمن الملك اليوم؟ And nobody can answer except Allah. لله الواحد القهار. And after that he replied, اليوم تجزى كل نفس بما كسبت لا ظلم اليوم. Today everyone will get what he done. No oppressor today. Judge. This is why we call it the judgment day. علي بن أبي طالب, he say a poem. He said, إن لله عبادا فطنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة نظروا فيها فلما علموا إنها ليست لحي وطنا جعلوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه said, to Allah is a slave, very intelligent. They divorce dunya and they fear from the fitan. They look at it and they find out it is not belong to anyone living. They left it and they consider it a lujja. They consider it a sea and they consider the good deed in their own boat to cross it. Luqman al-Hakim, the wise man Luqman alayhi salam, he said, Ya Bunay, O my son, inna dunya bahrun amiq. Dunya is a very deep ocean. Waqad gharaka fiha kathir. And a lot of people is drowned in it. Faltakun safinataka fiha taqwa Allah azza wa jal. Make your boat is the fear of Allah. Wahashwuha الإيمان, and fill it with إيمان of Allah. وشراعها التوكل على الله. And make, what do you think is in a boat in the top? The you know, the big bar of wood or whatever, and they put the piece of fabric or whatever, the sail.
Yeah.
You know the sail? Make it tawakkul ala Allah. Rely on Allah. And maybe you will be saved. And I do not see you, you will be saved. إنها دار لا أمان لها ولا استقرار. It is a place, no security and no resident. Dunya is the enemy of Allah and the enemy of those who want Allah. Those who are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who sell dunya with akhirah, no torture will be limited for them, but the torture will be increased and they will have no victory. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Dunya is the jail of a believer and the paradise of the disbeliever. This why? Because me, I have a goal to reach the hereafter, and the disbeliever only have a goal to enjoy today. You see? Today, let's go to Hawaii. No, I do not want to see haram. I do not want to lose my time. Let's listen to music. Haram. Let's do this. Haram. Let's do that. Haram. Every time you want Allah, you become like in jail. But for what? To free your soul. To connect you to Allah. To reach your own destination. Jannah, insha'Allah. This is the way. الدنيا ملعونة ملعونة ما فيها. Dunya is cursed. Everything is cursed. Do you know who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إلا ما كان لي فيها لله. Except what anything belong for it to Allah. Meaning anything you doing for Allah is blessed. Anything you do in it for dunya is cursed. And another report, illa dhikrullah wa ma wala wa alimun wa mutaallim. Except remember Allah and whatever coming toward Allah and a teacher and a student. By this way, either you remember Allah, either you're teaching, either you are a student, or you are ignorant. And in another hadith, and don't be the ignorant because you are in hellfire. Again, الدُّنْيَا دَارَ مَنْ لَا دَارَ لَهُ. Dunya is a place of those who have no place. وَمَالَ مَنْ لَا مَالَ لَهُ. And the money of those who have no money. Because actually Islam recognizes anyone running after money has no money. وَلَهَا يَجْمَعُ مَنْ لَا عَقْلَ لَهُ. And for it, the one who has no brain, he collect. Because Allah said, and the Prophet ﷺ said, who's the wise? The one he running from it. By this way, if you're going to accumulate, meaning you have no brain. The opposite of wise. Asafi, meaning you have no wisdom at all. وَعَلَيْهَا يُعَادَ مَنْ لَا عِلْمَ لَهُ. And in it, people attack each other of what they do not know. Because if you know, you will never fight nobody. Fight for what? For what Allah curse? وَعَلَيْهَا يُحْسَدَ مَنْ لَا فِقْهُ لَهُ. And in it, people envy of they have no knowledge. Because again, if you really understand who's dunya, you will never envy nobody. You will never envy nobody. Because if you envy somebody, you are astray. You are blind. You are ignorant. You have no knowledge. وَلَهَا يَسْعَ مَنْ لَا يَقِينَ لَهُ. And for it, you run for those who have no yaqeen. Those who are running after dunya, they have no faith in Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ دُنْيَا أَضَرَّ بِآخِرَتُهُ وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتُهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَا فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Whoever loves his dunya, he destroy his akhirah hereafter. And whoever loves his akhirah, he destroy his hereafter. Choose what is staying and what is leaving. What is staying? Akhirah, hereafter. And what is leaving? Dunya. Choose. You see how the hadith, choose, you choose what you want. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, wa ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, la tattakhudhu ad-dunya rabban fatattakhidhukum abida. Do not make this dunya is your own lord, it will make you your own slave. Iknuzu kunzakum 'inda man la yudayyahu. Put your treasure where it will never be lost with Allah. Because the owner of a treasure always fear from getting lost. And the one who has the treasure with Allah, he doesn't have any fear because he left it with Allah. Ya ma'ashar al-hawariyin, all my disciple, I took dunya and threw it upside down. Do not put it back again after me. And also dunya, you do not reach akhirah without dunya. You cannot reach the hereafter without this dunya. It is a farm. Whatever you're farming, you will gain. But the problem in here is, what you're farming now, your crops, Allah will give it to you in your hand in the Day of Judgment. And now it's up to us. We farming according to the knowledge of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or are we farming according to shaitan? That's it. And Allah tell us what we are going to have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam one time was with a companion, and he was walking, and he passed some graves, and he took a piece of branch of tree, and he keep waving to the tree, to the grave, and he said, "No one day without the grave is calling you. Every day your own grave is calling you." What he say? Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, you forget me, nasaytani. Alam ta'alam anni baytul wahda? Did you not know it is my lonely room? Wa baytul ghurba, and the house of unknown. Wa baytul dud, and the house of worms. وبيت الضيق, and the house of agony and tight. إلا من وسعني الله عليه, except those who Allah make it open and easy for them. And after that, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم reply, the grave, إما روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر جهنم. The grave, either a valley of the valley of paradise or a room from hellfire. Ibn Adam, radiallahu anhu, rahimahullah, from the tabi'een and from the pious people, nahsabahu kadalik, he said, on the heart, three cover. The cover of farah wal huzn wal surur, the happiness and the sadness, and be like smiling. If you are happy of what you get, you are one to accumulate. You are really an orphan. And if you sad and hazin of what left or what you lost, you have no contentment with Allah, and you will be tortured because you do not like what Allah written. And if you happy with somebody give you a glad or a good title, you are having ujb, and you're liking yourself, and the one who like himself, his deed will not be accepted. Imagine, is this not enough to make us worry about everything we do? One man, they came to him and they asked him, "We are sick." He said, "What is your disease?" He said, "My disease is my heart far away from Allah. What is the cure?" He said, "O you, get the roots of sincerity and the leaves of patience, and the juice of humble and humility. Put all that in the cup of taqwa, fear of Allah, and put in all this ingredient the water of the fear of Allah from your eyes, and put it in a tub of a fire from agony and sad of what you lost. And after that, purify it with watching Allah. And after that, drink it by the glass of truthful and drink it with istighfar and gargle with running away from dunya and get away from accumulating, get away from greed, you will be cured inshallah if Allah give you tawfiq. This is a doctor of the old days. You see the doctor? You see what he said? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, he said, Aba Dhar, I will give you advice. He said, Zur al-Qubur, visit the grave. It will make you تذكر به الآخرة. It will make you remember the hereafter. واغسل الموتى and wash the dead people. فإن معالجة جسد خاون موعظة بليغة. Because when you wash a dead body empty from the soul, it gives you a great wisdom. وصلي على الجنائز and pray over the janaiz. لعل ذلك أن يحزنك. Maybe will make you have agony and sadness. فإن الحزين في ظل الله. Because the one, he is sad, he is in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be in the goodness because he's belong to Allah. And here when we said sad, the sadness of what? The sadness of what lost? What I lost? What I'm doing? What I'm running after? This really, if you really understand what's going on, it will make you really sad. It will make you hardly have some laugh. And if you do so, meaning you have fear of Allah. And if you have fear of Allah, Allah will open the door of goodness for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I ask you to advise you to read Surah Al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, Al-Waqi'ah, and the end of Al-Mutaffifin. Because if we read Quran with the intention to gain wisdom, we'll gain a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين والعياذ بالله فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم, if the soul is coming to this area, الحلقوم, in the end of the throat, when the really the person in the last moment, وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون, and at this time you're watching, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ, and we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is close to him. And you are not seeing. And if you're not having anything belong to you, you will come back. If you are truthful. Either we are from muqarrabin, the closeness to Allah, and if it's the case, فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم. Glad tidings and happiness and good smell and good fragrance and jannat. And if you are from the people of Yameen, Allah will give you salam, peace with you and for you. And wal'ayadu billah, and if you are among the liar and the stray, Allah promise, فَنُزُلُمْ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ, a place in hellfire, full of a boiling iron and copper. And this fire will be his place and his residence. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ, this is the truth, faith. فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, glory to Allah and make tasbih to Allah, the most great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ وَظَنَّ إِنَّهُ الْفُرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتُ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إلى ربك يومئذ المساق, فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى. صدق الله العظيم. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, كلا إذا بلغت التراقي, again this area, when the soul is reaching this area, وقيل من راق وظن إنه الفراق, at this time it's done. وَالْتَفَّتُ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ, because in the moment of the person is dying, the feet and your leg cannot move. It will be twisted sometime. And you fall down, you cannot walk, you cannot go anywhere. At this time, you will be going toward Allah. Because the person in this situation, in the day of judgment, when the angel coming to take him to hellfire, he do not want to go. He do not want to go. This whom is a liar. فَلَا صَدَّقْ, you see the first thing, وَلَا فَلَا صَدَّقْ, he did not give charity. And another people, another scholar said, and he did not be truthful. وَلَا صَلَّى, and he did not pray. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى, and he lie and he run away. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ تَمَطَّى, he's going toward his family. You see, this is a reality. Now, if you go to the early days and see what the companion used to sit down talk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about, is Rasulullah some talk about dunya? Talk about how much they accumulate? What good business for them? No. They talk about only either Jannah or hellfire and how to be saved. By this way, all the time, either they are in a state of scare or they are in a state of encouraging. And they keep talking about dunya, dunya, dunya from the right angle until they really hate it and they hate everything in it. And what they do, they divorce it. And they let it behind them, and Allah in the front of them, and the hereafter in the front of them, and they run toward Allah. But today, because we talk too much about dunya, Allah is behind us, astaghfirullah al-azim, dunya in the front of us, and we running, and we won't catch Allah. Astaghfirullah al-azim, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And what Allah said, we are a liar. This is the reality. And this why Allah will never come truthful to your heart. How you do it? You will never able to do it until Allah tawfiq. Allah give you tawfiq. Why Allah will give you tawfiq? Because you are honest, sincere. And you're ready. to give for Allah. You're ready to sacrifice for Allah. You see, we go back. Because the whole Islam is a pillar of Iman is the same. Why today we are so uptight about what we own? Why? Because we're stupid. We do not know. I have one sister. She has a lot of need. A lot of need. But she never say nothing. Every time somebody asks her, how are you doing? She said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And she have nothing in the house. Imagine, nothing. And she has infant, small kids. And her husband has a problem and he has to leave the country. With the will of Allah, Allah allow some people to go and give some generosity to her for Allah. And she discover what Allah will do when she really connect her heart to Allah. Do you know what she said? She said, I do not want to lose this feeling. I do not want to lose the feeling of Iman. She has nothing, but she discovers the beauty of Iman. Do you know if you go visit her, what she will do to you? She will give you only what she has. Today, in here, in America. And she doesn't have too much Iman. She doesn't have too much knowledge. But she discover when she give what she has, she gets sweetness. And she start having the sweetness of Iman. The truth, the sweetness of Iman. And she want to accumulate some of that. You see, you will never get the sweetness of Iman unless dunya is out. And dunya is out, you cannot have dunya out unless you give it away for Allah. This is the whole thing all about. This how you disengage from your enemy. Your enemy shaitan, how he make you jail? He make you the jail of dunya. Wife, kids, money, house, cars, this and that. And it will never end until you go to the grave. When the companion leave it, because don't forget, you cannot run away from your rizq. You cannot. Two things running away, for, running after you. Your rizq is running after you because he has to reach you. Nobody can take your rizq away from you. Nobody can take what is written for you. Nobody. If you do not understand that, you do not know. The another thing is your ajal, death. You cannot run away from it. You can eat healthy, you can do everything, it doesn't matter. Your time will come, or time will come. If we talk about that all the time, wonder what happened. We start disgracing dunya. We start hate dunya. I hate what I'm doing. Once you hate it, what do you think? You think you want to accumulate something you hate? You want to save something you hate? You want to envy something you hate? No, you want to give it away. You want to get rid of it. Once you want to get rid of it, wonder what happened. Now your heart is empty. Your heart is pure. Now Allah will come. You see how it go? First, we have to clean up the heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us the formula. You remember the formula? Charity, dhikr, and do good deed will give you the test of closeness to Allah. Every time you find your hand is tight, do more. Why? You have to disobey shaitan. You have to. The way to get closer to Allah, disobey shaitan and Allah will open the road for you. Very simple. But it's simple only for those Allah make it simple for them. This is my brother, what came in my heart today. Yes, we talk about Allah. We have to know our enemy. We have to know his weapons. What he promised us and what Allah promised us. And we have to make a decision. Who will listen to more? Allah and his messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or shaitan, Iblis wa la'yazu billah. We know what Allah said, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what Allah promised, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised, and what Shaitan promised. And Allah even He give you the ending of the scenario. He tell you He will never be steadfast of what He promised you. He's a liar. He lied with Adam and He will lie with us. If He cannot benefit Himself, He will benefit you. This is what whole thing is all about. By this way, if I want to go to Allah, I have to disgrace what Allah disgrace. I have to hate what Allah hate. I have to give away what Allah tell me to give away. And I have to accumulate what Allah tell me to accumulate. At this moment, the reality of Allah coming in my heart. Today, I find out we are drowning in dunya and we want Allah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And when a topic coming of Allah and dunya, we run after dunya. And we said later on, next week, next month, maybe at another time. This from shaitan. Imagine, do you know what is tomorrow? Do you know if you're living? Wallahi, my brother, I saw many people. I saw a young man, 38 years old. He keeps saving money to build a house in Egypt. He keeps saving money to build a house in Egypt. He builds a house. He decorated. I swear by Allah, he visited only before he died. And after he visited and come back, he was dead. He never was resident. And all his dream, this is his house. This is his house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, where is our house? None of us will have his house. This is not a place to resident. Nobody will stay. You believe or you disbelieve. You like it or you don't. You are awake up or not. Nobody's staying. And nobody know when he die. I just heard from one brother, one Bengali brother, from Wabinger Falls area, his family coming to visit him. He took the family to Niagara Falls. Just before Binghamton, car crash. One of his brother died, and all of them is bad injured. They never see Niagara Falls. Do you think anybody ever think about that? How many times it happened? How many times wake up and think, with all kind of dream for 5 years, 10 years, this I will do, this I will do that. The Prophet ﷺ, he tell us, we will never reach it. Why we do not listen to the Prophet Allah ﷺ? Why we do not listen to Allah? Because we talk too much in dunya. We be so much involved in dunya. Allah said, am I great to me? Am I great? What Ibrahim ﷺ said, Inni muhajir ila Rabbi. I'm immigrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say it. Say it between you and Allah. Say, oh Allah, accept me as an immigrator to you. Let me, Allah, belong to you. Don't make me deceive about my kids, about my wife, about my husband, my money, my business. Oh Allah, save me. Save me from dunya. Save me from shaitan. Save me from my own self. Unless we start doing that and we realize who's our enemy. This is what Allah said. What is your enemy? From your wife, from your spouse, from your husband, from your kids, from your money is an enemy. Who said that to us? Allah. He tell us this is our enemy. Shaitan is our enemy. Imagine if Allah tell you this, all this is your enemy. And He tell you this is a war. Fight. Imagine I'm sleeping in the middle of a fight. You think if a person in the middle of a fight is sleeping, he will not get wounded? And the wound is so bad. Because a wound of this dunya meaning to try in the hereafter. Imagine if I die in a battlefield, in this life, meaning I'm doomed in the hereafter. I have to save myself. And if I get wounded, what I do? I make tawbah and make istighfar and run. run toward the one who can give me victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَفِرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run toward Allah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and run toward a forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message of Allah. This is the message of Allah. How I inculcate this message in my heart. I have to repeat it over and over again. I have to repeat it. I have to be in a companion of those who are repeating it. I have to make an environment. I have to be in constant dhikr. This is a recipe. This is a formula. This is a cure. Is no way to sit and listen and think you will be cured. No. You will get awakeness. You will get awareness. If we keep talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never looked to dunya from the time He created. He never looked at it. He disgraced it. If I love Allah, how I love what Allah disgraced. Like one scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, imagine a king, so generous. He has all success and all benefit to you in this life and the after. And he keep calling you, come, I will help you. I give you happiness. I give you contentment. I give you success. And you're running away from him. And in meantime, your enemy, the one who will disgrace you, and the one he will torture you and causing you to be tortured, you're running with him. And you know, the problem is you know what shaitan does. What is our enemy does? He make us forget. This is what he does. He make us forget. But if I'm honest, what I do? I try to remember. I go in environment to remember. If I read Quran, I will remember. If I read a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will remember. If I call Allah sincerely to save me from this life and the day of judgment and hellfire, He will save me. Allah promise. If I believe in tawbah, I ask Allah, please give me tawbah, ya Allah. Do you know what the real tawbah is? Because tawbah is not a word you said. Tawbah has to be followed by action. Unless tawbah is followed by action, you are a liar. I would be a liar if I keep saying to Allah, oh Allah, give me tawbah, and I keep doing what I'm doing. I have to stop it. I have to hate what I'm doing. And I have to promise Allah, I do not like to go back, ya Allah, and ask Allah for forgiveness. If I'm doing that, and be in the road of goodness, the road of guidance, the road of Allah, meaning I'm trying. And this was the whole thing all about, trying. We have to constantly try. And if I'm honest, I will make every effort to be constant in the trying. And remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the whole earth is cursed except of three, and another report is four. Anything for Allah, a person remember Allah, a teacher teaching for Allah, and a student is student for Allah. And that's it. What is the end one? An ignorant, and the ignorant in hellfire. By this way, if I have all the doctorate degree, all the master degree in every topic, and I do not know my enemy, I do not know the weapons of my enemy, imagine, and I do not know Allah, I'm not with Allah, I'm not in the straight path, what knowledge I have? Even if I'm the president of in a company or the president of the United States, what's the benefit? What's the benefit? What's the benefit? What the success? Where's the kings? Where's the president? Where's the queens? Where's the rich? We think according to the style of life. Where's the famous? Where? Where's the R? Where's the arrogant? Where's he are? What's he took? Nothing. Nothing. You are a loser for infinity. If we believe of what Allah said, our action will be different. If we sincere about what Allah said and His Messenger, Rasulullah, our action will be different. If I'm truthful in myself and with Allah, my action will be different. Remember, action, not a talk, not a hearing, action. Always truthful, equal action. Sincerity, equal action. Lying, equal action too. By this way, I have to ask, who am I? Where I'm going? And whom I'm with? Somebody tell me, oh, but you know, I need the money to do, and I need the money to do, and I have to do this. You're hearing all this over again from everybody. I will give you a formula done by one early scholar. Very simple formula. And if you honest, you will know who you are. This scholar, he said, somebody asked him, how I know if what I am doing is for Allah or against Allah, meaning for shaitan, wal'ayyadhu billah. If what I accumulating with the pleasure of Allah or what I accumulating is a disgrace from Allah to me. Look at the people when they honest, what kind of question? The scholar asked him, what you accumulating? You accumulate it and you save it, or you accumulate it and you spend it? Think, if you accumulate it and you spend it for Allah, is a ni'mah, is a gift from Allah to you. If you accumulate it to accumulate more, is a dragging from Allah, and Allah will disgrace you with it. Look at your own time. If Allah use you for Allah, is a gift from Allah. And if Allah use you other than Allah and make you in dunya, meaning Allah is torturing you. This is how you know if your life is ni'mah or niqmah. Is a ni'mah from Allah or a disgrace and a trial from Allah? And the majority of us in a trial from Allah. Why? Because look at your action. Is what you accumulating in your heart or in your hand? If you said in your hand, meaning Allah in your heart, meaning you spend it for Allah. And if you said is in your heart, meaning Allah in your hand, meaning you spending Allah and you saving your accumulation. This is reality. You have to believe in it, because this is the truth. Now is the time to every one of us. What I have, what I accumulating for, what I want to use it for, and how much I spend it for Allah. If I answer that honest, I will be happy. Why? At least I know where am I. And I start from there. Ya Allah. You see, action. Action, my brother and sister in Islam, action. I hardly see today a woman encouraging her husband to go toward Allah. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's go to Disney. Let's go to Bahama. How many women said, oh my husband, let's go to Jannah. Let's take the family to Jannah. How we can take the family to Jannah? How we save our children? How we put the seed of Iman? And you cannot put the seed of Iman in your children unless you have it. This is another problem. We want to have the children to have the seed of Iman, but our heart is empty. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. My brother and sister in Islam, we have to keep repeating over and over again, over and over again, over and over again, until the reality of Allah coming in our heart, until the reality of dunya coming out of our heart, and until the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming in our life. At this time only, at this time only, we will be in a straight path. And again, and again, and again. Look in your heart and see, what is hidden inside and start clean. This is number one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sincerity of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light and barakah of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept of what we say. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who do of what we say. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and forgive us if we are among those who do not do of what we say. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from ourselves. Save us, Ya Allah, from our own shaitan. Save us, Ya Allah, from our own desire. Save us, Ya Allah, from our own weakness. Save us, Ya Allah, from your own hujub and veils, Ya Allah. O Allah, save us from dunya and what going on in dunya. And let akhirah, let the hereafter is the reality in our eyes, the reality in our ears, the reality in our heart. And let us belong to you, Ya Allah. Let us belong to you, Ya Allah. Let us belong to you, Ya Allah. And give us the reality of you, Ya Allah. And let us live according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. And O Allah, we know, Ya Allah, no tawfiq without you, Ya Allah. No tawfiq without you, Ya Allah. If you do not accept us, if you do not choose us, who will choose us, Ya Allah? Your enemy, Ya Allah, will choose us, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah. Give us tawbah, Ya Allah. Give us forgiveness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we call you the only one, Ya Allah. We call you the only one, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't disgrace us, Ya Allah. Don't let us, Ya Allah, away from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let what we say out of our heart and lead it to the heart of other, Ya Allah, and make it to us an evidence to us, not evidence against us, Ya Allah, and make us living according to what we say, Ya Allah, and give us the reality of it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we call you, Ya Allah, we call you, Ya Bar, Ya Rahim, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Arhamur Rahimin, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا وهاب يا الله يا فتاح يا الله يا فتاح يا الله يا هادي يا عطاء الله يا تواب يا الله يا غفور يا الله يا غفار يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رؤوف يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا جبار يا الله يا أول يا الله يا آخر يا الله يا ظاهر يا الله يا باطن يا الله يا رحمن السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما يا رحمن السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما ارحم يا رحيم اغفر يا غفور تب علينا يا تواب ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية ارزقنا إخلاص في السر والعلانية جد علينا يا جواد اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين تفضل علينا يا الله تفضل علينا يا الله تفضل علينا يا الله اللهم خل لنا واختر لنا ولا تجعل لنا خيرا إلا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين واجعلنا راضين بما اخترته لنا رب العالمين وبارك لنا فيما اخترته لنا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا الرضا اللهم ارزقنا الرضا واجعلنا من الراضين الشاكرين الحاملين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا اليقين اللهم ارزقنا اليقين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وباعد بيننا وبين الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الهادين المهتدين ولا تجعلنا من الضالين أو الفاتنين أو المفتونين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت أنت الوهاب، إنك أنت الوهاب، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، تب علينا وعلى أمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها. اغفر لنا ولأمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها. اعفو عنا وعن أمة حبيبك المصطفى حيها وميتها. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اعفو عنا يا رب. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. And do not forget to make dua for your mother, your father, your grandparents, for all the dead is part of our duty as a Muslim. اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا. واللهم اوزعني ان اشكر نعمتك التي انعمت علي وعلى والدي وان اعمل صالحا ترضاه، وادخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اوزعنا ان نشكر نعمتك التي انعمت علينا وعلى والدينا وان نعمل عملا صالحا ترضاه، واصلح لنا في ذرياتنا، انا تبنا اليك وانا من المسلمين، انا تبنا اليك وانا من المسلمين، إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم تقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. Oh Allah, accept from us all the good deed and forgive us from all the bad deed، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله عليه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.